Well, hello and welcome. It's good to be with you today, and I do hope that you are having a great day. It's a very hot day here. It's very dry. We need rain, and I hope and pray that the Lord sends us rain. I hope that you get rain, and we get rain before you even have the chance to watch this, but we'll continue to watch and pray for that. But again, it's good to be with you, and I hope that these times are a blessing to you, that they help you in your walk and your relationship with the Lord to know Him better, to be able to trust Him more, and that you're strengthened and encouraged in your walk with Him. Again, I want to thank Jonathan and Nikki for all that they do to make these times possible. But again, more than anyone, I want to thank our Lord. He's the one who loves us enough that He paid the price for our sins to bring us into Himself. He loves us so much, He's adopted us as His children. He wants us to know Him. He wants us to walk with Him. He wants us to experience Him. That's the whole reason He's given us His Word. That's the whole reason He's given us these means and this time to be together. And so let's join our hearts in prayer together as we seek our Lord. Father, we thank You for this day. Father, for Your eternal love for us. Father, for Your great salvation. Father, Your redemption. Father, Your adoption. Father, Your presence in our lives, Your plans, Your desire to walk and to walk with us, to work within us. Father, to bless us. Father, we are so thankful. Lord, as we have this time, as we open Your Word, give us understanding. And Father, not just understanding, but application. Show us, Lord, not just what the Word means, but how to live the Word. Father, be with us, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we come before the Lord today, if there's anything that we need today, it's in fact security. You and I live in a time and an age, in a world that seems to be falling apart, a society that's falling apart, certainly politically, morally, economically, both around the world, but in our own nation, as we see prices going up and we see supplies going down. We, of course, see a war in Europe with possible spreading out and ramifications of that. We're living in a very turbulent time, and we can't help but wonder, where can we find security? How can we experience security? And yet, as we open God's Word to Psalm 91, we see the wonderful security that is ours through faith and trust in Jesus Christ and in walking with Him. And as we look at this psalm, again, I would simply want us to work our way through it. The first thing that I want us to see is the path to security. Look at verses 1 and 2. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. The wonderful truth of God being the source of security. You think about the terms that are listed there in those verses. God is referred to as the shelter, a shadow. We talk about the refuge, the fortress. That's only found in God. But yet, look not just at the terms that describe the security He gives, but the path to experiencing that security. Look at the words that He has there. Dwells, abide, trust. God is the only source of security. And the path to that security is in fact to abide, to dwell, to in fact to walk with Him. That means obviously entering to a relationship with Him through faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Salvation is, by its very nature, a relationship where we personally trust that Christ died on the cross for us and arose again to pay the price for our sins and to give us eternal life. And eternal life is a relationship with Him. And if you've never entered into that relationship, I hope that you'll take this moment, you'll even stop watching this right now, and that you'll place your faith and trust in Christ, that you ask Him to be your personal Savior. But for we who have done that, for us who have done that, it means that we walk with Him in an ongoing relationship. We talk to Him. Even more importantly, we listen to Him. We watch and see how He works. We abide with our Lord. We walk with Him. Child of God, are you abiding in the Lord? Are you walking with Him? That's the only way that you will experience the security that He wants you to have in your everyday life, even in times like these. We need to, in fact, abide in Him. We need to walk with Him. But notice as well, the experience of security. What that really means, what is that really like? Well, we see A, that means confidence. Look at verses 3 through 6. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and bulwark. You will not be afraid of the terror by night, or of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that stalks in darkness, or the destruction that lays waste at noon. I want you to home in on the very first part of verse 4. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. The picture of baby chicks, young chicks hiding under the wing of their mother for protection. And it's a very familiar picture that we find in God's Word. You may recall in the book of Ruth, when Ruth came back with Naomi and began gleaning in the fields of Boaz, and Boaz had that first conversation, that first meeting with her. You may remember what he said in Ruth chapter 2 and verse 12. May the Lord reward your work, and your wages be full from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge. You know, redemption, salvation, is a coming under God's protective wing. And the daily Christian life is to be a life lived under his protective wing. And daily we need to seek that place of safety and refuge. It's there that we have the confidence of his protection. But that's not the only time you see that imagery used in God's Word, and you probably may be even more familiar with this. Do you think about what our Lord said in reference to Jerusalem? Either shortly before his crucifixion, when it was obvious that the nation of Israel had rejected him, of course he knew that they would all along. It did not surprise him. But you think about what he said in Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were unwilling. Again, they could have had the confidence of his security had they gone there. The experience of God's security is one of confidence, that if we truly are walking with our Lord, we will know the protection of his wing being over us, so to speak. And that's not merely a feeling that we work ourselves up into having. It's based on solid truth. Yes, we see the certainty, the experience. We see the confidence that we have there. But look with me at the certainty. Look at verses 7 through 13. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you. You will only look on with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. For you have made the Lord my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. No evil will befall you, nor will any plague come near your tent. For he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. They will bear you up in their hands, that you do not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and cobra, the young lion and the serpent you will trample down. The absolute certainty of God in every circumstance, fulfilling his word and will and watching over us. And nothing can touch us unless it's in his will. And the best example of that is, in fact, our Lord himself. You may recognize some of those verses we read. Psalm 91 is what we call a messianic psalm. In other words, it is a psalm that gives a prophecy of our coming Lord. And we know those with certainty because they're quoted in the New Testament. Now, quite frankly, probably many more of them are, but we just lack the ability to see them. But we classify certain psalms as messianic psalms when they are quoted in the New Testament as being prophetic of our Lord. And Psalm 91 is one of them. And of course, you recall that when our Lord was tempted, Satan even used this as a way of tempting our Lord. You think about what we see in verses 11 through 12, and you recall this is what Satan threw at our Lord. He said, for he will give his angels charge concerning you to guard you in all of your ways. They will bear you up in their hands that you do not strike your foot against a stone. Satan quoted that, misquoted that, misused it when he tempted our Lord to throw himself off the high point of the temple so that everyone would see that he was the Christ and therefore avoid the cross, which is what Satan's objective was. But you know, Satan left out an important element there. It's not only interesting the verses that Satan quotes, but the parts of those verses that he leaves out. You think about what we see in the latter part of verse 11, right in the middle of that quotation. To guard you in all of your ways. Yeah, that was the whole point of the temptation. Our Lord is to walk in obedience unto the Lord. And that's what Satan was trying to tempt him away from. But as our Lord walked in obedience unto the Father, there was in fact the absolute certainty of the Father's protection. Yes, there was the cross, but there was also the resurrection beyond that, and the ascension beyond that, and the sitting at the Father's right hand beyond that, and the victorious return beyond that. Yes, many times God will allow things to come into our life. He will even allow Satan at times to attack us and afflict us. But there's always a victory beyond it. There is, in fact, the absolute certainty of our Lord's protection. There is, in fact, the blessing that we can have of knowing that we are resting in Him. There is the security. As we abide with Him, there is a security that gives us confidence and is based in absolute certainty. But you know, that's not the end of what we see in this psalm, nor the end of what we can experience in life. Yes, there is the wonderful blessing of security. And you may be, you live in these times, may be terribly frightened by what you see, and there no doubt are circumstances within your own life, irregardless of what's happening in the world, that have you very burdened and worried and concerned. And yes, God, our Lord, by abiding in Him, gives security, but there's actually a blessing even beyond that. Think of what we read in verses 14 through 16. Because He has loved me, therefore I will deliver him and set him securely on high because he's known my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and let him see my salvation. You look again. God said, and I will honor him. I will satisfy him. You know, our Lord not only secures us, but He blesses us. And there is a richness in our souls, even beyond the certainty of the security that our God gives us. There's a richness, sometimes even in difficulty, affliction, hard times, there's a wonderful blessing that God gives. You think about what we see in Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Even in the worst of time, Christ gives us a richness and a fullness. Even in these days in which we live, there can in fact be that blessing. Yes, there's no doubt about it. These are very troubling days on every level. Certainly spiritually as we look at our nation, socially as we see where it's degrading itself to, politically fragmenting, economically collapsing. We see the turmoil of international of war, rumors of war, the spreading of war and tensions. But God is a never-failing source of security for those who know Him, and those who walk with Him. And so again, I'll ask you, do you know Him? Have you personally trusted Christ? Believer, are you walking with Him? Only there do you have the security, like being a chick under the wing of the mother hen. Only there are we under the protection of God's wing. As we live in these very uncertain, troubling times, we need to be all the more careful to walk with our Lord, to seek Him, to rest in Him. And I hope as you live in these days that you will know the security of our Lord and even the blessing beyond it. Let's go to Him in prayer. Father, we thank You for this day. And, O God, Your never-failing source of security. Father, may we abide with You. Lord, may we have the certainty and the confidence of Your security. May we even experience the blessing beyond that. Father, yes, for ourselves, to strengthen our brothers and sisters in Christ, and, O Lord, as a witness and a testimony to those around us who are lost, who don't have that assurance. Oh Lord God, may we know and be a witness and share of your security. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope as you go through this day that you do know our Lord's security, that you'll walk with him, that you can be a strength for your brothers and sisters in Christ, that you can in fact be a witness and a testimony to those around you, that there is a God who secures his people even in days like these.